Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Napolitano Homes Podcast. Hope you guys are having a great day. We surely are, because we are very happy to have one of our favorite people over here, the wonderful Kelly Moran. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Giorgio. Thank you for such a nice introduction.
Such a glowing welcome. Isn't that cool?
Yes, you're sweet.
You're awesome. I love talking. It's just kind of an aside. Kelly is just a really great person. We talk plenty outside of just, you know, work. We just kind of love to chat. So what you're hearing is really just kind of the natural relationship that we have, you know, on a day-to-day basis. But Kelly is one of our site agents for Napolitano Homes, and she works with a Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Town Realty. And she's a superstar, many awards. I've kind of pushed her photo online many times, but Kelly, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much, Giorgio.
It's great to have you here. It really is. What I wanted to really do is this episode is really kind of talk to you about what makes the entire Napolitano Homes home buyer experience different than other builders, because we really go through great lengths. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about it?
Okay. Napolitano Homes has been building for 40 years in the Hampton Roads area, and their mission statement is to make it the best home buying experience for a new home buyer, and they continuously work towards that goal.
We want to make this an experience for them, and we really feed off the buyer, because honestly, what happens is that we work off of the feedback that we get from not only the buyer, but from the agents and from people who have experienced our process.
Correct. I think we have a great Napolitano home buying team, and that includes the office, the field that are building your houses, the sales agent, the marketing. I think Napolitano Homes has a big heart.
I will agree. And well, partially because I work for Napolitano Homes too. So I will be the first one to say that, yes, they do have a big heart. But you know what? That sentiment spreads out into everything that we do. Every single thing that we are involved with, all the way from the construction, the building process, to working with the individual customers, vendors, everybody, is really that everybody is really an extension of what Napolitano Homes really, really, truly is all about. So let's get to the heart of the matter. I'm new to this new home building experience, and a lot of people who are probably listening are even considering, well, you know what? It'd be a good time to buy. I just don't know exactly where to start. And so really, maybe I just come by and see you, Kelly. We just stop by the model. And you know what? I have an idea, but I really want to start the conversation. Mm-hmm. So what would I do? I'm interested.
Right.
I'm on the hook. Let's put it that way.
Okay. So you'd come by the model. We'd sit down. We'd talk, because we have many different floor plans and they're very flexible. So you have to really narrow down to figure out what it is you want in a home and what our different floor plans offer to find one that will work best for you and your family. And then you might have questions about pricing, because we have great standard features that come in our homes. We also have a lot of great upgrades that can be added, but it's kind of scary because you don't know the pricing of those. So we would go over those. We'd sit down. You know, you might have some questions. We could build a house, you know, on paper for you. But you need to figure out what it is that you're looking at and what you would like in your home. The other big thing you would need to do is speak to a lender. We have approved lenders, and with our approved lenders, there's incentive. So you would want to speak to a lender to figure out where you're comfortable. And then from there, we can build your home.
It's the next step, really.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's really, you know, the bottom line is, how much are you comfortable with?
Mm-hmm.
And that really is going to dictate where you go from there. And you're right. Many of the homes that Napolitano Homes already has come with amazing
standard features
that you don't find elsewhere. And you essentially, for what it's worth, you know what? The house as it comes, I'll take it. That's the base model. It's great. However, they're really great add-ons that each individual home and each individual plan come with. And one of the things that we do have is, and you're more than welcome to visit our website at napolitanohomes.com. If you're able to go to any of the communities that we have, you are able to select on most of our models, and you're able to have access to an interactive floor plan where you can kind of pre-build. I think that that's a process, mm-hmm. A word that mm-hmm. I'm going to make up during the podcast. You pre-build the layout of your home. And by layout, I meant your options, if there's an extra room that you want to put in or so
structural.
Forth.
Structural. I think you're looking at structural.
That's exactly
options.
It. Yes. And you then are able to print that out. And when you print that out, it also goes to the agent. So mm-hmm. they already know that you're going to be coming in with these options or these selections. And so we kind of help you guide that process. So the conversation is already easy and started.
Right.
So now we start have that conversation. What's really the next step once we've gotten past the approved lenders, the we know what we're comfort zone. Okay, so I've got these the options kind of an ideas, but I kind of like, cabinets, colors,
what's the whole thing? You missed the important part. Uh-oh. Contract.
Contract. You know what? You can't have it. It's like let's
first
let's,
we get out your pen.
Yeah,
and
you know,
then we do the contract.
Let's you know what? That's very true because we're not going to go anywhere unless I sign something on paper saying please pass go.
No, but the next step would be we would sit down and write a contract.
Yeah.
If you have an agent and your agent wasn't with you at the time, we would make sure we would have reached out to your agent. Your agent will, we'll all sit down together and do the contract. And then after that would be the fun part, which is your selection process.
The fun part. I hear a lot of people really take their time in this because this is mm-hmm. going to be such a huge, huge mm-hmm. part of their home. This is going to be where they live. So we've got a ton of selections, though.
We do. We have cabinets, flooring, countertops, hardware, lights. We have a lot of stuff. And some people just run right through it. And some people, it takes them a little bit. But we're very patient. But you would come in and we would pull everything out. You could build your kitchen, your cabinets, countertops, move on to your flooring.
I've had the privilege of actually being there. And we were mm-hmm. in one of the models. And I had the privilege of seeing somebody go through all of the selections. And I think that really what warmed my heart was to see the look on their face and the enjoyment of, I wouldn't even call it confusion, because it was they're so overwhelmed with so many cool things that they want. And it's like, what's the siding going to be? What's the flooring going to be? The cabinet colors? No, this color looks better. This color looks better. What a great position to be in when you're choosing all of the stuff for your new home. I think that really is really where that joy begins setting in as to, wow, I have a part in building my home.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's a fun time for them to do that. And while they are doing that, what they don't know is behind the scenes, the builder is doing his part. So once we have the contract, behind the scenes, they're starting with your structural, your site plan. Then after that, once they get your site plan, which the buyer will see when we get it back, then it's permits. So while they're concentrating on all the nice things they want to put in their house, the builder behind the scene is doing his part to get the house going and the process started.
A lot of moving parts. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of moving parts. Once that contract is signed and once the paperwork gets rolling, there's a lot of moving parts in the office here. We see it. Paperwork, permits, all these things begin shuffling around in order to get that home ready, started to that point to where everything is ready to go. So, all right, got all that going. I've made all these selections and all these colors and everything. I'm going home. I am excited. So what's next in the process? I leave your office. I put it in your hands, Kelly, and I'm really excited. So what goes on next?
Okay, so after we finalize your selections, we have 14 days to do that.
Wow.
And then once that is completed, we, as the buyer and the agent, are waiting for the permits to come back from the city. That's a city thing. They do the permits. And once the builder gets it back, they will start your foundation. And then that's when we have a meeting with our site builder. And that meeting's the pre-construction meeting. And that's where we'll sit down and go over your contract again. We'll look at all your selections. The site builder will go over the building process with you as well and what to expect. And it's a chance to revisit everything and make sure we have it correct.
But you know what's also important, because you bring up meeting the site builder. Mm-hmm. Our site builders are such a big part of the process.
They are.
They are literally your right hand when it comes to everything. They're the technical people. They're the ones who get down and dirty and know the ins and outs of your house. But in the end, they're the ones that are going to be walking you through the entire process on the dirty level, I guess, you know, right. the dirty boots, you know, kind of everything. But it's a good time to meet your site builder, because you not only get to meet Kelly, who's wonderful, but then the next step is really meeting the site builder, who's really going to be an integral part of the entire home building process all the way to the end.
Correct. And then you will see what we do at Napolitano Homes is, on a weekly basis, you'll be sent pictures of the progress of your home. They'll go to you, your agent, and it's a good way to kind of watch your home being built, because there's not always times when you can be out there to see it.
And I know that you work sometimes with people that are not in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a huge, huge plus for people who are out of town. They're only in town, out of the country. That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have worked with people out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
That's something. Tell you what, we work internationally. Napolitano Homes, local builders on an international level. That's going to be the new slogan. Okay, I'm going to write that down. But no, you're absolutely right. The fact that we communicate so heavily with our buyers is one of the reasons that I think that, you know, going back to the beginning, I think that sets us apart, because of that concierge type mentality that we have. But those photos are awesome. I've heard the feedback from testimonials and mm-hmm. agents. The photos that you guys sent out are probably what really shows the whole process mm-hmm. being, you know, coming together.
And I hear that people, they look forward to it. So every week there's a new step or a new picture to see where your house is that week. And then you get an update of what is happening and what will be happening next.
Yeah.
So keeps them definitely involved.
So let's kind of go to the next step. Okay, so we've deployed the foundation, house is beginning to go vertical.
Yep,
going you can up. Say. It's going to start going up. What's the next step as soon as the house is framed up?
So your house will be framed, and then we have what's called rough-ins. So we need to get your plumbing, your HVAC, your electrical in.
Okay.
So everything that goes behind your walls. Once that is completed, we're going to have what's called a framing tour with our site builder as well. So we'll meet at your house and we'll walk through your house and we'll look at everything behind the walls so you can see where your gas lines are, your plumbing lines. But it's also another chance to make sure we've put your data cables in the right spot, your HDMI. It's just a good time to see what goes behind your walls before, because the next step will be insulation and walls.
And so this is the last chance to make sure that everything is right where you want it. And also you kind of get to see the x-ray kind of the house, kind of see, because once you move in, you'll know exactly where everything mm-hmm. is behind those walls.
And we encourage people to take pictures as well when they're doing their framing tour in case they want to refer back to it. We've had buyers put together a little book. Some buyers are very organized, unlike me. I would not have a little book.
but you know, I think that's really cool, because when you can feel that they really are getting into mm-hmm. the whole experience mm-hmm. of it. And they're going to have this little digital kind of timeline of their house and of their new home. And that's very special. So after that framing tour, what's next?
Well, then at that point, we have a little bit of a lull as far as our meetings with the buyers, because that's the site builder starting to do the walls, the drywall, the paint, your flooring, the finishes.
A lot of things are mm-hmm. now going into the house mm-hmm. where this is really when it kind of gets busy.
It does. It gets busy. We have a lot of workers, contractors in and out, but it's also a fun time because you get to see the house really come together at that point. And once the buyer's cabinets are in, countertops, then we invite the buyer back out to do a measurement appointment where they can measure for windows, blinds, treatments.
So in other words,
furniture.
Bring a tape measure, piece of paper, and big dreams.
Yep. And then that will be it for the buyers until their closing day.
Oh, so in other words, that's kind of like the next time you see it.
Yep. Is when it's all shiny and pretty.
That's awesome. I've been able to tour some of the homes in the different stages. And I think the one thing that really amazes me is how efficiently they come together. There's the labor of love. I really, mm-hmm. and I say that very, very specifically because there are many times that we're focused on specific details. This is not right. This mm-hmm. not. This is something that we're going to be very adamant about, even though the buyer's really maybe not going to notice it. We want to make sure that it's done right.
Correct.
And we really live up to that promise and make sure that, that's kind of how we build everything. So time goes by. The next time you see the house in person, it's all decked out, ready to go, and you're getting close to the closing date. So mm-hmm. what goes on hours, days, right before the closing or leading up to the closing?
Right before the closing for the builder?
You know what? Good point. Let's start from the builder's standpoint, and then we'll go to the buyer's standpoint mm-hmm. because you're actually looking at two different tracks because there's things that got to meet in the middle mm-hmm. in order for everything to be on, you know, correct. On par.
So once we've had our measurement, then as I mentioned, that would be it for the buyers coming in to see their home, though they'll still get some pictures. And then for the builder, that's where he's concentrating on bringing it all together and doing the final touches, the final lighting, the final plumbing, fixtures, the point ups with, you know, the paint, the flooring. That's where they go in and make sure it all comes together.
Gotcha.
For closing.
I mean, that's sometimes up to the last minute. We've been in there. It's like we need to make sure that everything mm-hmm. is perfect because they're getting everything ready for that final walkthrough, which is kind of the exciting, tingly part of
the process
really, because you do the walkthrough and then you go to closing. But what happens at the final walkthrough? And this is important because the site builder is involved.
Right. At the final walkthrough, then the buyer walks through their home with the site builder, and he will go over every part of your home. But he talks about all the warranties with your home because, yes. you know, the home has a 100% warranty for the first year. So he goes through all the warranties. He teaches them about everything, the heating, the cooling, water heater. You know, they look at every room. They look at their home to see.
And how everything works, too.
Yes.
Yes. I would highly recommend that you also, again, visit our website and take a tour of, well, not tour, I say, there's a video on there of one of our site builders, Fred Napolitano III.
Mm-hmm.
And he also kind of talks about, from the site builder standpoint, how everything works, but we'll also go into detail about the warranty. It's a very, very unique warranty that allows the home builder really to experience your home. And if mm-hmm. anything it happens during those first, and we say specifically 11 months, is really for your house to kind of the break-in period.
Right.
And elaborate a little bit more yeah. on that.
So actually when we have an 11 or 12 week and 11 month.
Mm-hmm.
So when you move in, you're going to move in and your home's going to settle a little bit. You're going to move, you might dent a wall, move some pictures. So the 12 week, they'll come back and repair any smaller drywall, repaint. Also, while you're settling for those 12 weeks, you might notice some things, you know, that need to be addressed that way. So those are 12 week things. And then at the 11 month, they come in and they will, before the warranty is up, fix anything that may have come up that needs to be addressed at that time.
So in other words, we just don't finish that home and just
walk
leave,
away.
Just
no.
walk away.
Nope.
We're kind of with you for at least another year.
Yeah,
on that
you have
end.
Us for a year.
Can't get rid of us that easy, right?
And then you have a 2-year systems warranty after that and your 10-year structural.
Right. So in other words, beginning to end, we're there with you
mm-hmm.
all the mm-hmm. time.
We have a great service department. So after, once you close, if there's any questions or anything, issues, you know, we have a service department there for you to contact, as well as contacting all our vendors directly.
All right. I got to ask you, Kelly, honestly, favorite part of the home building experience? Is it the closing? Is it the smile on the faces? And I want to kind of ask this question because, you know what? Every single person I always talk to has a different experience throughout.
That's true. I would say walkthrough day is pretty exciting.
Is it pretty exciting
for
you?
But I would also say for some people, contract day is pretty exciting once they do their contract. But walkthrough day is definitely the most exciting, I think, for people.
I think, you know, how you, when you buy a new car, you get the new car smell. Mm-hmm. There's a new house smell.
There is.
That wood, that paint. I know there's chemicals involved, but you know what? I would smell that all day long because it's just one of those smells that you only experience very few times. I don't say once in a lifetime, but I mean, very few times. And especially when you have been part of this entire process, it's a totally different experience.
It is. And, you know, I see a lot of happy tears at closing. And then it's almost like you become part of the family.
Yes.
Through that whole experience.
We always like to use the word community whenever it's not a neighborhood, but it's a community. And a lot of it is due really to the site agent who's working with you. Like, for example, with Kelly. Kelly really becomes part of that entire process, entire community. And like with all our site agents and also the site builders, mm-hmm. it's a very good chance that when you start building your home, there'll be many other homes that are still being built and under construction. But it's like you become part, ingrained into that community. And I think that really goes back to what this is all about. We at Napolitano Homes we believe in what we do. We believe in
our buyers.
And at the end, we make sure that everybody is totally happy. And it's really an exciting time to buy a home, especially with Kelly's smile when she takes a selfie with you in front of the house. And I love just seeing the happy, happy tears and just a happy emotion. And with
my
everybody.
Job is always worth it at the end when people are happy, and then it makes me happy excited.
It really is. And the teamwork and everything. And mm-hmm. really what I'm trying to say is that we really take pride in our job.
We do.
And there are sometimes you just got over here. I don't like to say that we go above and beyond. We demand sometimes just of ourselves that we go above and beyond because that really was what makes us unique.
Yeah. And the builder, Napolitano Homes is a builder. They really do care. They do put their heart into it.
After four decades, I think, you know, we kind of have our heart in the community in so many different places. And it's exciting to see mm-hmm. the whole process usually take place. Mm-hmm. Kelly, it's really been super exciting talking to you. This is like awesome. I've been really waiting to kind of sit down and chat with you and just have some fun and just kind of talk about the whole experience of a home build, because a lot of people out there really have no clue. They don't understand what goes in. But, you know, you just give us a call, give you a call, give me a call. Yeah. And, you know,
give me a call.
I'll refer you over to Kelly or to anyone you're interested in. But honestly, Kelly, it's really been a privilege having
you on
the podcast and kind of telling everybody from your perspective what all goes down behind the scenes.
It's not as scary as it seems.
It isn't, right?
No, it wasn't. It's not.
And I think that really just kind of hear the laughing and the faces that we're making at each other behind the microphones is really what it's all about. Kelly, it's been wonderful. Thanks a lot. And by the way, we're doing a fist bump because, you know, that's just the way it is.
Thanks, you guys.
Till next time.
Thank you. Do you love where you live? You will with Napolitano Homes.